Sunday, Lamed Shvat, Rabbi Daniel Klein, Mesira, and Dina B'tamal Chusa.
Chodesh. Yesterday's parasha. We have the first pasuk, Ve'ein HaMishpatim, Mishatosim Lifneim, that the halachas are said to Klal Yisrael. Hashem said to Moshe, these are the Mishpatim, Ashatosim Lifneihem, that you should put in front of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara learns from here that Lifneihem, when we have a din, we have to take it to a Jew. And the Gemara says, V'loi Lifnei Ha'akum, you're not allowed to take Jewish court cases to a secular, to a non-Jewish court. Ashatosim Lifneihem, V'loi Lifnei Ha'akum. Happens to be actually, I would just add in topical for today. The Gemara says, Ntanis, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbin Basimcha. Chasam Sefer says Mishnechas Adar starts already Lamed Shvat, and the Gemara says that if a person has a court case, one should try and get it arranged for Adar. The Mefarshim, the Poskim, deal extensively with the sugya of Mesira, that of, I guess if we would define Mesira as a Jew informing a non-Jew, be it an authority or a regular non-Jew, about the activities of a fellow Jew to the detriment of the Jew. Right? So if you report a Jewish person to a non-Jew, if that will be to the detriment of the Jew in any way, it doesn't have to be to the non-Jewish authorities, it can simply be informing a non-Jewish neighbor that his Jewish neighbor has done an extension to his house. That is a sugya of Mesira. That is the concept of being Moser. And it has, the sugya of Mesira has a sort of mystique, some sort of hidden thing that people are afraid of discussing or don't like talking about. It is a sugya like any other in Shas. It has Makoris in the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Achronim and all the Poskim discuss it. And I think, what do we have, 20 minutes, 25 minutes? We'll try and just run through a couple of Makoris, a couple of cases that the latter-day Achronim bring down, just to maybe sort of get rid of some of that mystique and understand where the halachas are based. So I'll start off with the Rambam, which hopefully you have a copy in front of you. The Rambam says in Perechess Hilchas Chayvon Mazik Halachas Test Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, Osur Limser Yisrael Biyad Goy. It is forbidden to inform, to report a Yisrael, a Jew, to a non-Jew. Bein Begufay Ben B'Memoynei. Whether you are reporting that he has done something physically wrong, or you're reporting Memoino that he's done something commercially wrong, something for which he could lose his money. Vafido hayo rosho balaveris, even if the Jew you are reporting is somebody who is not a good Jew, he's a rosho balaveris. Vafido hayo meitzalo, even if he is hurting you, a mitzare. V'chalamoisi Yisrael biyad goyim, anybody who does report a Jew to the non-Jews, bein begufay ben Memoino, in either to get inflicted on either punishment, ein lechelek la'idom haba. Okay, that is a very small category of people who we can say Ein Lechelek Adam Haba. And the Rambam says to inform of a Jew to a non-Jewish, be it authority or a non-Jew of any form, Ein Lechelek Adam Haba. Says the Rambam, Muta Laharag HaMoisa, one is permitted to kill a Moisa. B'chol Mokim, any place, B'afidu B'zman Hazeh, even in today, the Rambam wrote this 700 years ago, but the same would apply today, as it were, She'ein Donan Din Nefoshes, even nowadays, that we have no basin to judge doing nefoshes, one is allowed to kill. You are allowed to kill him even before he does the reporting. If you know that is what he's going to do, and he says that's what he will do, immediately you can kill him. Whoever is the first one to kill him, he has the s'chus, right? He gets a s'char and a ilam haba for it. And then the Rambam says an amazing thing, if you lived in his time. Maisim b'chol's man. It happens the whole time, Ba'arei Hamarav and now Arab countries, Laharag HaMosim, that is what we do. Anybody who informs the non-Jewish authorities, we kill them. And if you imagine, in the Rambam's time, I guess if an Egyptian minister would read this. Anyway, the Rambam writes right at Lahalocha, we kill them and we hand them over, and if we can't kill them, we inform of them to the authorities that they've done something else wrong, so the authorities should get rid of them for us. That's what the Rambam says. So the question is, where's the Makor of the Rambam? Where does the Rambam come from that he can say that if somebody speaks to the non-Jewish authorities, the Chayav Misa. So I'll read one Gemara with you, and the rest of it I think we'll try and do a bit balpeh, but you've got the sheets to take away with you and look at them further. The Gemara says in Brochas Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, Rav Shila Nogdei Lahu Gavra Deboal Nochris. Rav Shila gave Malkus to a man who had a relationship with a non-Jewish woman. Okay? He hit him. Ozal ocho be kurtse malko. This man got very upset with Rav Shila, and he went and reported him to the king or to the government. Omar, and the man said, Ikachad gavra bihudoi. There is a Jewish man, the kodain dinner below hamana de malka. He is making up his own dinner without permission of the king, and obviously such a report, especially of what the man had done and then had got punished for it, was it would be enough to agitate any non-Jewish authority. Says the Gemara, Shode le Priska, the king sent a general or a messenger to try and ascertain the fact. He also, when he came, Omrele, said to him, My Tam and Nogdisa the High, why did you give him Malkus? Omalahu, he said to him, Debach HaMarto, because he had a relationship with a chamor, with an animal. Okay? Omrele, so the messenger said, He said, even we view that's seriously something that needs to be punished. You're quite right for punishing him. Istachasadi, do you have any witnesses that is exactly what this man did? Amalhu in, yeah, I've got a witness. Osa Eliyo, came along Eliyo Anovi. Idmile Ke'inish, appeared like a man. Ve'isid, and he gave testimony that this man had had a relationship with a donkey. Omri lay, so the king's messenger said, Ihachi, if so, Barkatolahu, he is Chayv Misa, I fully agree with you, we have to kill him. Omalahu said, Rabbi Shila, Anon, us, Jews, miyoma de galina ma'aron, from the days that we've been exiled from our land, less than Rishus Nimikta, we can't kill. Atun, however, you, ma'adib isan avidabe, whatever you want to do, kill. Whatever you want to do, do. And the Gemara carries on, we print another few lines, that this man was taken to be killed, to be executed by the non-Jews. And on the way out, he saw Reb Shila, and he said, Reb Shila, because I don't understand it, you clearly lied, and then Eliyahu HaNavi came to support you. Why did he do that? So Reb Shila said, wasn't such a lie. The Gemara sometimes compares non-Jewish people, depending on their activities, that they can be considered to be similar to certain types of animals, depending on their characteristics. And obviously it's not across the board, but that is what I compared it to a donkey. So suddenly Reb Shila saw the man running over to tell the authorities, Nochamol, you know what Reb Shila just called all of you? Just called in all the animals. So the Gemara says Reb Shila took out his stick and killed him. Say the poskim, from here we learn, the Rishonim. From here we learn, what had this man done wrong? Had he done something wrong that was chayiv misa? No, he had a relationship with a non-Jewish woman. What had he done wrong? He was a moser. He was somebody who was going to inform on Reb Shila to the authorities, and for that Reb Shila killed him. From here is the makor of the Rambam, that somebody who informs authorities you can kill. Now from here we only have a makor that Reb Shila, if Reb Shila had been caught by the authorities, if he'd been arrested for what he had said and what he had done, what would have happened to Reb Shila? What would one conjecture that the governments of those times would have thought about somebody who was called the non-Jewish people, including the king and everyone, a bunch of animals? One could conjecture that his life would be a danger. Such a person is a roidef. Therefore, to inform on a Jew to a non-Jewish authority in Rabbi Shila's sort of example would be construed as one Jew literally trying to kill another Jew, because this Moser, by informing, is actually, as it were, putting Reb Shila's life in danger. And the halacha is, if Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him, the halacha always of a roidef is that you are allowed to kill the would-be murderer. So if Reuven is running after Shimon to kill, Shimon is allowed to kill Reuven. To the extent that the Ramah, when he brings down this Rambam, the Ramah is in Choshen Mishpot Shim Peches, right? These are all very open halachas. The Ramah says that ideally, if you have Reuven running after Shimon to kill him, Shimon is allowed to kill Reuven, but if Shimon can get away without killing Reuven, he should. Ideally, he should shoot his legs, right? You don't have to go for the heart. You have to do whatever it takes to save your own life, but you don't have to kill. So the Ramah says, if you can get out from a Moser, cut off his tongue. Okay? That's the Ramah. That's how we're going to paskin. That if you can't, if you can get away without killing, because that's what he is, that's what the Moser is. He's informing on the authorities, he's going to try and get you killed. Therefore, you try and avoid that. How do you do it? Lock him up. Cut off his tongue. Do something to him that he can't inform on you. That's how the Ramah paskins. But that is when somebody is putting your life in danger. Nowadays, we would say that people informing us to the authorities or to a non-Jewish neighbor that you've done, a Jew has done an extension in his house without permission, telling his non-Jewish neighbor, you know, he doesn't have permission and he shouldn't be doing, that's not putting anyone's life in danger. So we bring a second Gemara. I'm not going to go through it. The Gemara Baba Kama. Gemara says in Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph that the halachas of Mesira do not apply just to informing somebody begufoy, putting someone's life in danger. And it doesn't just apply to authorities. The Gemara says if you have a non-Jewish man who says, he says that Reuven owes him money. And he goes up to Shimon and he says, I'm trying to find Reuven. Reuven owes me money. I can't find him. He's run away. I don't know where he's gone. Can you just tell me, where can I find Reuven? I need to get my money. He brings out a legal document. He's owed money. And the Gemara says, Shimon says, I don't know where Reuven is, but you know that cow? That's his cow. And off Shimon walks. And of course, what does the non-Jewish man do? Takes the cow. Fine. At least he's got some of his money paid back. Says the Gemara, Shimon is a Moisin. Because the non-Jew, it could be that Reuven owes him money, but you didn't have to show him where the cow was. You didn't have to give him the cow. Shimon is a Moisa. Says the Gemara, there was once a Jewish man who came along to Rav. And he said to Rav, it's the next Makar on your sheet when you want, but he says hey, to Rav, and he said, I'm going to go and tell the authorities that this man has straw. Tivne. He's got straw. Says Rav, don't do it. Don't tell them. Says the man, I'm going to do it. Says the Gemara, Rav Kahana went and broke his neck. Says Rav, because he is a Moisa. And although at the moment all he was going to do was show the straw, but once the Jew starts falling into the hands of the non-Jewish authorities, today it's straw. Tomorrow they take more of his money. The next day they put him in jail, and finally they're going to kill him. Therefore, ultimately, as soon as you report on him, there is a potential for death at the end, and therefore you are allowed to kill him. So we have an example. Mefurish Gemara Baba Kama, Rav Kahana killed him because he was going to report that a certain Jew had straw. And the Gemara says, because who knows where it will end up? Once you place him there, who knows what the various stages would be? Okay, and obviously for us today, and that's why the Rambam paskens, even Mamono, just reporting somebody in a commercial fashion, is chayav misa kol hakodem laharogei zocher. Now obviously if we're going to bring the halachas up to date, as it were, it could be that 1500 years ago, there was a system in place that who knows the law of the mighty one, and who knows where it would end up. But of course, all our modern day poskim have to grapple with bringing the halacha up to date. Is it true that if somebody would now report somebody to the UK police that he's stolen or that he's done something commercially wrong? Is it true that eventually he might end up having being killed for it? Is that true? Okay, so I have to point out at this moment in time, I am certainly not going to paskin any halachas for anyone. And these are all Rishonim and Achronim, and everybody has to ask Rav Shailas when it comes to Halacha and Maisa, but these are, that you should realize, it's not a mystical, it is very well grounded. So one makor we have seen for the Issa to be a Moisa is that of Roidev. And that is the principal makor found in Shas, that is because when you are Moisa, when you inform somebody, you're putting their life at danger. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a different reason why you're not allowed to be a Moshe. Rav Moshe is very, very machmir on Masira, even in today's world. Rav Moshe has an example, was given a case, so it's on the second page. Rav Moshe Ugris Moshe in Choshen Mishpah, Chelek Halev Simen Ches, was asked, in fact, unfortunately, this story was repeated a few years ago. He was asked that there was a Jewish butcher who was putting a hechsher on meat that was clearly not kosher. And this man had sold lots and lots of novellas and trefas with a hechsher on. And Rav Moshe was asked, are we allowed to inform on him to the authorities? To the US authorities? Can we tell the authorities that this man is putting a hechsher on meat that is clearly not kosher? Now, Rav Moshe said to them as follows. What has the man done wrong? I'll open up for you. What has the man done wrong by selling non-kosher meat? Which halachas? Let's put our Jewish hats on. Okay. What has he done wrong by selling non-kosher meat to the Jews? Fine. So lifnei iver, okay. I mean, lifnei iver is a Jewish concept. It'd be difficult to get a U.S. authority to judge to pass on lifnei iver, right? I don't know if there's a making a Jew do an aveira would not be applicable in a non-Jewish court. So that's never going to happen in a non-Jewish court. What else has he done wrong? Sorry. Geneva. Clear Geneva. It's a mecha atos. If you buy an apple and you get a pear, you have to give the money back. I wanted to buy an apple and I got given a pear. I wanted to buy a kosher food. And for years, this man has been stealing money. For that, if they go to the authorities, what are they going to do to him? They're going to put him in jail. Says Rav Moshe. So I'll be noach, but over here, so we're going to do with the authorities. So I've highlighted one line for you. Rav Moshe just sums up the case. And Rav Moshe says on the second page, Va'oid, says Rav Moshe, Havadai heim yedunu b'maser b'momen. They will put him in jail and they will make him pay. Shaloi k'dina Yisrael. And that is not like the halacha dictates. She'oz yesh lochosh le'issa moiser. Since the authorities, the court, will give him a punishment that he is not chayef for in halacha. That is considered to be a Moshe she'osel limsi yisrael biyad akum vein beguf vein mimono. It's a Moshe achidush. That if they're going to give him a punishment that we, the Jewish Beis Din, would not have given him, because they're going to put him in jail, that is still considered to be a Moshe. And Rav Moshe has a second tshuva, where a man was found to be stealing Sifrei Torah, and a man was found to be stealing Kli Chesed and Kli Zav. And Rav Moshe, again, in a different tshuva in Choshen Mishra, Rav Moshe said again, you're not allowed to tell the authorities, because the punishment will be jail. And that's a Moshe, because we in Halacha would never have jail. We would tell him he has to pay back what he's taken, what he's stolen. Okay, so that's Rav Moshe Shitta, and we're not by no means suggesting that's everyone's Shitta, but just for us at the moment to understand the Makur, the Isser of Rodev, the Isser of Moshe, sorry, of informing, one from the Gemara, one sees it's because you're a Rodev. Rav Moshe says because you're going to end up giving the guy a punishment that he was not meant to get al pi halacha. Okay, so having understood what Moshe is, and only having 10-15 minutes to go, let's understand one or two of the heterim that one can be a Moshe. Brought down in the postgame, when is one allowed to be a Moshe? So the first one to say is the one that is brought down already in the Rashba, in the Chivas HaRashba. And the two rationale given by the Rashba, we'll focus on one for the time being. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a Beis Din is allowed to act shaloi al pi din. When I said the Sanhedrin daf involved with Aleph, if a Beis Din feels it necessary, the Beis Din does not have to act al pi halacha. What does that mean? Says the Gemara. If the Beis Din feel the time is right to punish somebody in excess of what the punishment is that he really deserves, Beis Din are allowed to give an excessive punishment. Okay, the Gemara gives an example of a man who was riding a horse on Shabbos and Beis Din stoned him. Now, I don't know, do you know what is the issa of riding a horse on Shabbos? Does anyone know? Machamez, if you make him do a melacha on Shabbos, and a Baal Chai riding on it is noses atzme. The issa to ride a horse on Shabbos is only a drabbonon. It's only a drabbonon. A gezeira that one, he's riding his horse, he might pass a tree, he might break off the branch to use it as a whip. So an issa drabbonon, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, based in, killed him. Says the Gemara, why did they kill him? They don't kill for Mr. Drabbonon. Says the Gemara, because based in felt at that moment in time, let's say the Kedusha Shabbos was in disarray, people were not keeping Shabbos properly, and to make a point, they had to kill. So Beis Din are allowed to act, the Gemara says, Shalai al pi din. Says the Rashba has an amazing loshen in Chelek Gimel and Shuvas in Simon Shin Sadi Gimel, in Shuvas Shin Sadi Gimel. The Rashba says, She'im atem ma'amidim hakol al hadinim haktuvim ba'Torah, if you allow everything to only be paskened with the dinim in the Torah, and to only punish like the Torah says, nimsa ha'olam chorev, the world would be destroyed. We would need Edom and Asra for everything, and it's impossible to have Edom and Asra. We cannot have Edom and everything. We cannot have Asra and everything. We cannot have only the punishments from the Torah says to have the punishment. Beis Din have to be allowed to act. It's a svara. There's no makor. Beis Din have to be allowed to act in a way that suits the Beis Din. Says the Beis Yosef that the Rashba was once asked to report to the king about a certain Jew. And the Rashba says, I'm going to report him to the king because Beis Din have the authority to act Shalai Al Pi Din. And this case appears to me one that we have to act Shalai Al Pi Din. So we have a heter of Masira that a Beis Din are allowed, although Masira is also, but a Beis Din are allowed to act in a way that is not strictly Al Pi Din if they feel the situation demands it. So in a case when Beis Din feel they can't handle something, or something is impossible for them to do and it needs to be rectified, then Beis Din are allowed to act Shaloi Al Pi Din and to become a Moshe. Hey, that is a heter for Beis Din. And the Tzitz Eliezer, and this I'll alert you to the third page of your first copy, the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yotes Siman Nun Beis, and again, keep stressing that this is not a halacha lemaisa shir, this is bringing down some that you should know certain of the halachas that are brought down in the poskim. It's a very particular place that I picked out. Rav Waldenberg was the Meir Hara in Shari Tzedek in Yerushalayim, so he unfortunately saw many cases that were brought to hospital. And he has three shailas. One is, Yeled Hamukah B'meizid Alidei Hayrav, a child who has been hit by his parents, is one allowed to inform the authorities? So he saw that in hospital. The second case, Abba Bo'al Bitoy Aktano, a father unfortunately doing wrong things with his daughter. A third case, teachers in school. These were shailas brought to the Tzitz Eliezer, and Tzitz Eliezer paskened, of course one is allowed to inform the authorities, because this is a situation that Beis Din are allowed to act, Shaloi Al Pi Din. in such cases, Beis Din have to actually lay up Din. Otherwise, the Olam is Chorev, and how can the world continue? And there are photocopies here at the front. The Yeshurun. Yeshurun is a publication which comes out periodically, which is a very thick publication. I think they're up to Chelek Chof Gimel or Chof Dalet by now. They print chuvas from the Gedolim, more recent chuvas and historic ones that they found. And they had a whole section in Chelek Tesvov, a section where the Gedolim and Eretz Yisrael were asked to comment on physical abuse in schools. And they asked Rabbi Yashiv and Moshe Halberstam, Rabbi Nechemya Goldberg, Rabbi Shavais, they asked them all to paskin, what must one do in terms of authorities if one, it comes across a case of physical abuse? And Ke'ishachot Bepechot, every single one says, of course one has to inform the authorities because we cannot handle these things ourselves. We're allowed to actually al pi din. They all point out that one doesn't run to the authorities immediately. One should first consult to make sure that it's not a story. The Lashon of Rabbi Yashiv is, he writes in the first in a letter, Rabbi Yashiv says that if there's raglaim ledova, in other words, if you've spoken to professionals and there is enough reason to suspect that what is happening, what you're not just running with fairy tales, you have substantiated fact that what you're saying is true, you don't have to know, you're not going to danim al pi Torah, there is raglaim ledova, there is some sort of circumstantial evidence that would convince you, then of course one has to run to authorities. And in fact he was even asked, like Tzitzel Eliezer was, what happens if that means they will take the child away from the parents and they will put him in a non-from home, a non-Jewish home? It says Sakonas Nefoshes, you have to take the child away. Okay, but that is their psak, and of course we're not going to pass him from just a shir on Torah away. So that is the Tzitzel Eliezer and Rabbi Yashiv. That is one heter called Shelo Al Pi Din. Interestingly, the heter is for a Beis Din. Okay, the heter I've given you is that a Beis Din are allowed to act Shalei Al Pi Din. For a Beis Din to act Shalei Al Pi Din, they first have to know what they're doing is right. And those, the Gemara I quoted to you in Sanhedrin says that the Beis Din saw a man riding on a horse, so they killed him. Beis Din knew what had happened. All we have is that what did Beis Din do outside of the book? They punished when they didn't have to punish. But the facts were known. So for a Beis Din to act Shalei Al Pi Din, once they know the facts, they can then actually al pi din. But first they have to know the facts. A lot of these cases, obviously, don't happen in, there's no Aden, there's no Asra. And therefore, again, we have to come onto the Rashba, who says that Beis Din are allowed to act without Aden, without Asra. The Shulchan Aruch brings in Siman Lamed Hei, Sifu Dalad, the Ramad brings down Mefurish, that in cases when there will be no men present, women are allowed to give Edus, children are allowed to give Edus. Right? These are certain halachas that are given for Beis Din to act on. That is one heter mesira, which is a heter for Beis Din Shalei Al Pi Din. There's another heter mesira. The Rambam says that somebody who is mitzair l'rabim, somebody who is causing damage to the rabim, not to the tzibur, not to the yochid, the Rambam says, if somebody's only causing damage to a yochid, to an individual, you can't be moser. But if somebody is proving damaging to the rabim, then one is allowed to be moser. So we have, again, just other chuvas to alert you to. There is a chuva of Dain Weiss. There's a chuva of Rav Vozner. So we'll do the chuva of the Minchas Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak is Dain Weiss. With a chuva in Chelek Ches, Simen Kuf Memches. Chuva Kuf Memches. The last chuva in the Sefer. He asks, a dangerous driver. You see a Jew driving dangerously. Are you allowed to report him to the police? Says Dain Weiss. He's a Mitzayla Rabin. Somebody who drives dangerously. If he's seriously dangerous, that he's a roide, if he might come to kill somebody, of course you can inform the police. But even if he's not a roide, if he's a mitzaris, a rabbin, he's somebody who's driving, has serious implications, he's a mitzaris, a rabbin, somebody damaging to the public, of course you have to inform the police. Interesting, Dain Weiss says, that one has to first give him hasra. The end of the tshuva, he says, before informing him to the police, you should first go up to him and say, Rabid, you should know what you're doing is dangerous, and if you continue, I'm going to have to inform you to the authorities if you're driving dangerously. And Moshe Halberstam, again in this Yeshurun, says it's a massive chiddush that one has to wait to give him asra if he's dangerous. And what he does is dangerous, then the chayr, as soon as you see him drive past, you should be able to dial 999 and call him straight away. The Rambam says Mefurish that when it comes to Masira, one is allowed to punish a moser even without warning. You can try and warn him, but if it's impossible to warn him and the man's going to do it, then you're allowed to kill him without it. If somebody is doing something that is dangerous, one should try always and do hasra, but if it's impossible to do hasra, one has to act without. there isn't time, but there is another Gemara which, if you have time to look up, which discusses dinah de malchus adinah. In today's age, of course, we're citizens of the UK, and there are certain times we have obligations to inform the authorities. Ramosha has a tshuva about an accountant who clearly spots irregularities in his client. Is he allowed to inform the authorities? And Ramosha says that if you are doing something that somebody else would have spotted anyway, in other words, you have to have your accounts audited, and therefore you are the Jewish accountant who's doing it, but somebody else who would have done it, they're going to have their accounts audited, and there would have been somebody else anyway, says Ramosha, then you can inform on him because you are not doing anything that otherwise would not have been found. Of a Mefurish and Ramosha, that if not for the fact that otherwise somebody would have been found, the fact that you are meant to report as a certified accountant would not have meant that you are, as an auditor, would not have been mechayev you to report to the authorities. Ramosha's a chiddush. The Rav Vosna says somebody works in the tax office and clearly sees a Jew who is not doing what they should is meant to report to the authorities because he's under legal obligation. Dinah d'machus d'dinah means that he has to report. It all focuses on a different Gemara where one of the Amoraim ended up being a policeman who used to arrest Ganovim. It's a Gemara again in Sanhedrin. It's 9:30 already. We don't have time to go through it. It's a Gemara that seems to have that one of the Amoraim used to report his fellow Jews as Ganovim to the authorities, and he was challenged by his fellow Amora, what are you doing? And he says, but the king says I should do it. I have an appointment by the king. Dinah d'machus, I have to do it. And there's a Rashba who discusses what the machlokes was between the two of them, whether one has to report. The Kitzah, you should understand that the halachas and Masira are like any others. Gemaras, Rishonim, Achronim, and everything, of course, needs the guidance of a Rav. And all of the latter-day poskim all point out that before running to authorities, one has to first make sure that the information you are giving is as much as you can know to be correct, rather than just running and telling things that are unsubstantiated and could potentially just be stories. We shouldn't have to have these problems, and we should have a wonderful Adar ahead.